All right, now it's time for Talkin' Books, made possible by La Vida Dolce Cafe in Southern Village. Stop by there for an afternoon pick-me-up, enjoy a delicious Nitro cold brew coffee, or indulge with a new gelato flavor, and don't forget to bring your favorite book. Great place to read. They've also got their La Vida Dolce Book Club every Tuesday at 5:30. More on that coming up in just a little while. Ordinarily joined on Talkin' Books by Susan Brown at the Chapel Hill Public Library. She is off this week because she is going to be at Town Hall in just a little while, taking part in the celebration of the town government's 200th anniversary. Today is the 200th anniversary of the chartering of town government. They're doing a ceremony this afternoon at Town Hall. So we are joined instead by WCHL's own Allie Evans, who's going to help us out with Talking Books today. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Happy Woman Crush Wednesday.
Happy
to
Woman
you.
Crush Wednesday. We're going to hear from you in just a couple of minutes on that
you're
as well.
From me,
yeah,
and then you're going to hear from me.
I
so
love
it's
it.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who is the Woman Crush Wednesday this week?
Her name is Ashley Morgenstern.
Nice.
She is an orthodontist down in Briar Chapel, and she has a very lovely smile. That's the first thing you'll notice.
It's kind of a job requirement, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's wonderful. I really enjoyed getting to know her, and she's so passionate about helping people love their smile and having them feel good about themselves and feel confident.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it. So that's coming up in a few minutes. You just got back from D.C., which was a
I did.
Yeah,
I was
fun
in
trip,
Washington,
right?
D.C. this weekend. Yep. I went up for a concert and managed to fill our time with, you know, there's a few things to do
there's
in
a couple
D.C.
things,
while you're
yeah.
there.
What was the concert?
Eric Church.
Okay, awesome.
You know, the one I'm always back there rambling
right,
about.
Right, right.
Yeah. but we went to Arlington National Cemetery.
Okay.
We went to the Museum of American History, you know, the Smithsonian.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to the Museum of African American History and Culture,
yeah,
which was magnificent.
Yeah, I've not been to this one yet, so tell me about it. What was it like?
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
So the name is escaping me, but it was actually designed by an architectural
from
artist
Durham,
from Durham.
Yeah, Freelon,
who
yeah.
recently, I believe, passed away mm-hmm. earlier this year. But the building itself is just magnificent, and it really it stands out among all the other sort of white cement looking things in Washington, D.C. And I had to wake up super early to get a timed entry pass because we were going on a Saturday and it was very popular, but it was beautiful. I was really, I felt really fortunate to mm-hmm. be able to go.
What'd you see?
So, what really stood out to us was kind of the TV and movies and mm-hmm. stage and, you know, entertainment part. I got to see the original costumes from The Wiz, which was
nice.
So cool.
Awesome.
The sports. There was sort of a African Americans in sports and the giant impact that they've had on athletics. And mm-hmm. that was really fun. But one of the things that really stood out to me was obviously literature, African-American mm-hmm. literature, not just African-American literature, but the way that non-people of color write characters of color
right,
and sort of
right.
the paradox of, you know, we have this like white privilege as authors to be able to include characters of color, and it's really important that we do that, but how do we do it in a way that isn't stereotypical mm-hmm. and offensive and almost defeats the purpose of having them in the first place. So mm-hmm. that was something that really stuck out to
with
me.
Some pretty significant books, right? And,
yeah.
And often, and books that we often like kind of hold up as being exemplars of mm-hmm. kind of the right way to write about the Black experience in civil rights.
Totally. Yeah, it's a little bit alarming when you look at these list of books that are now deemed as problematic of white authors writing African-American characters, and you realize I was forced to read those in the ninth grade, and
yeah.
Now I sort of have this responsibility to see them as being, you know, problematic. So
yeah.
it was, you know, obviously The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn are up there with
right.
with the character of Jim.
Which is it? I mean, and Jim is a fascinating character, but also
absolutely.
Like reinforces.
Totally.
Yeah, it's very, very complex with that one.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the line of thinking was by including him and sort of next to Huck Finn as these two main characters
mm-hmm.
that a good thing was being done, but it went obviously too far in a stereotype of African American people during that time. Yeah. Also, To Kill a Mockingbird is yeah. The character of Tim Robinson and the trial that he's going through.
And that was a little more obvious, I think, because Tom is just kind of silent the whole way through. Like, it's always, it's white people speaking for him pretty much from start to finish, which is,
which is really indicative probably how it feels to be a person of color and read a character that was meant to be written for you, but ended up sort of being written about you instead.
Right. So speaking with Allie Evans and with all of that in mind, thinking about talking books and as we're recommending books to read, like, let's think about books about Black history and the African American experience in the U.S. So yeah. What do you have?
So after all that, I have a book written by a white author.
We were talking about this before we started. It's like, you've learned nothing, Evans.
I did. I walked through that whole museum and I have failed you.
Yeah.
But the reason this stands out is because the main character, who is an African American chef who fled North Carolina in the 1920s and sort of got away from slavery and became this really successful chef in New York City, she's not written to be Black.
Right.
She's just written as the main character. Mm. So really stands out. It's a book called A Place at the Table.
Okay.
It's by Susan Rebecca White. And like I said, it's got a main character. Her name is Alice Stone. She's a chef in New York City, but her story actually starts in 1929 in North Carolina, where she is around slavery.
Mm-hmm.
And she flees, and she ends up with this really sort of magical life for a Black person at the time in New York City, making food and recipes about love and acceptance and sort of putting an arm around the person next to you and just warm and cozy, and food is love in this book.
Yeah.
There's three main characters. Alice is the first one. Bobby Banks is a young gay man in New York City who doesn't have any contact with his very Southern family in Georgia, who gets a job working in Alice's restaurant. And then Amelia Brighton, she is a very wealthy divorcee from Connecticut who didn't see her divorce coming, had this like giant family secret that she learned about a little bit too late in life. And she ends up finding comfort in Alice's restaurant.
Awesome.
So it's this really beautiful story about how these characters sort of all weave together and help each other. And what makes them different is actually what makes them whole.
Yeah.
You know, they're kind of searching for themselves the whole time and figuring out how they can overcome these differences that people see in them, but really that's what makes them special.
That's
is what
awesome.
Makes them different. So
love
it's great.
That.
Yeah. It's
awesome.
Called A Place at the Table by Susan Rebecca White.
Awesome. So the one that I've got is so I was thinking about trying to think of a novel, so not a nonfiction book, but also one that was kind of historical fiction and about like the African American experience and Black history as it relates to U.S. history in general. And the one that I came up with was actually not that old of a book. I think it's less than 10 years old, but it won every award for children's literature, I guess young adult literature, I think, in this particular case. Rita Williams Garcia is the author, and the book is called One Crazy Summer, and it's about this girl, a Black family, who go out to Oakland one summer, and it happens to be the summer of 1968, which is one of the most kind of tense and intense summers in American history in terms of the civil rights movement and in terms of just sort of general unrest, and like even larger than the civil rights movement, like protest movements and social movements in general, and just her experience as a kid in the middle of all of that, and what she learns over the course of the summer. It's a great book.
Cool.
Yeah.
One more quick plug, because
yeah,
that actually sounds like the
do.
Fictionalized version of Gabrielle Union's book. It's called We're Going to Need More Wine.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, I
Which
relate.
Is already a great
I'm
title,
in.
Right?
I'm 100% yeah. in, Gabby. We're going to need more wine. Stories that are funny, complicated, and true. Gabrielle Union is an actress and a philanthropist and a mom and the wife of Dwayne Wade, speaking of people who excel in athletics.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's a great read. She's super interesting and talks about growing up African-American, but living in places where that wasn't seen, and then moving to a place where that really was sort of the only thing about her. So I would recommend that as well.
Awesome. And that is Talking Books for today. Allie Evans, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Let's keep the conversation going. Join the La Vida Dolce Book Club every Tuesday at 5:30. Next week, the group will be discussing The Nickel Boys, new novel by Colson Whitehead, over gelato, wine, coffee, and more. Check it out. The La Vida Dolce Book Club is open and welcome to all.